literally 20 years ago, I had a bit of a artistic change of heart. I had been working for a good 10 years with public galleries and what I thought were deep, meaningful artworks that commented on the world and tried to make statements. And I had solo exhibitions, but things were really getting busier and busier. My music career was taking off. I was trying to keep in touch with curators, and I sort of stepped back from all of that and looked kind of at the work of London artist Greg Curnow and thought, what does Greg paint? And Greg was painting bicycles, and he was painting parts of bicycles, and they were really just items out of his personal day-to-day routine that he loved and saw the aesthetics in. And I thought, well, where does that translate to me? I mean, I had a guitar collection, so I thought, never mind deep inner meaning, I'm going to sit down and paint realistic paintings of guitars. And I started doing that for the next year or so. And what really captured my interest in kind of going from being a drippy painter to a realist painter was I loved painting the chrome and the reflective portions of the guitars. And so for my next chapter, I thought, well, what else is there that would stimulate those interests? And I thought, well, look no further than the driveway and the way the landscape reflects and wraps around that shiny Airstream. So I started just for myself painting vintage Airstreams and trying to capture the way the sky and the earth reflected in their skin. And before I knew it, I had a whole niche market and an audience of other people that loved Airstream and loved art. And it kind of has taken off in the last 20 years. I've had a lot of recognition and a lot of coverage for that